other dimensions, or through the light, universe, and everything. So settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the host, internationally acclaimed medium, Vincent Zodiac.
Avery, and welcome to Spirit's Work, a show that's designed to stretch your mind and broaden your understanding about life on Earth, life after death, and life in other dimensions. Each week with our spirit friends, we discuss a different topic of interest, and our hope is that through listening to those who continue to walk with us and watch over us, we offer you further options and choices to mull over and investigate within your own mind. This week we will be talking about facts to do with ascensionism.
Hi. Both Sylvia and I are mediums, healers and authors, and we have four books that are available from Amazon.com, bookstores and from our website. And if you would like to know more about us and our work, please go to www.spirit-teaching.com. As well as Spirit's Work on bloginservice.com and bbsradio.com every Monday night at 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time, and now Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have another radio show, which is Spirit Teaching, and that's on artistfirst.com on Tuesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm a deep trance medium, and as usual, I'll be bringing through Spirit Guide Gregory Hay, who will be speaking to you and Sylvie. Gregory will borrow my body for the rest of the show, and I will not be aware of anything that happens from then on, as my spirit and consciousness are taken elsewhere. Gregory had an Earth life 300 years ago, and he has come back to help us with the benefit of his education and development in the spirit world. But I'll let Sylvie tell you a little more, because I have to go now, and in a few seconds Gregory will be here with you to talk to you. Bye for now.
Thanks, Nick. Well, what he does is he will just take a drink of water, and he just centres himself for a few seconds, and then literally it doesn't take long before Gregory's here with us. You might hear his breathing change, you might not, whilst Gregory takes over the control. And apart from Gregory's many other tasks in the spirit world, he is now the spokesperson for a massive educational group called the White Cloud Group. He was asked to be the representative of the group by White Cloud himself, who is the Shining One. Gregory's very modest, but we think it must have been because of such an endearing personality and wonderful communication skills that he was selected to help humanity and save our world. And I, for one, am very grateful that there are those in other dimensions who still care enough to steer us towards a more spiritual pathway. And I guess that leads us into our subject for today, which is ascensionism. Hello, Gregory.
Hello, dear friend. Once again, then, it is with the utmost love, as always, that we are here and that we bring you our concerted effort of emotion and understanding the many different feelings and attractions that we have felt through our life experience, both in physical and in the spirit world. We bring all of this information to your minds for your consumption, if you like, for your understanding, your completed knowledge pathway.
Thank you. Ascensionism covers such a vast area, and we hear of ascended masters all the time, about them being anything from, they're all supposed to be enlightened spiritual beings, but, you know, we have a bit of a thing about it, don't we, here? We tend to get a bit obsessed with a hierarchy, gurus and icons and that sort of thing. How did all this come about in the first place?
Well, I have to say, my dear friend, that it really steeps from the whole parody, I suppose, of how civilization is raised, how you have your social elite within the structured class system of one being having been raised and bred because of their material wealth, perhaps, have gained greater knowledge, or supposedly have gained greater knowledge, should I say. It doesn't necessarily tie in with that fact of the facet of gaining education or a real understanding about life's rich tapestry. It was often thought that the whole reason behind there being lords and ladies, I suppose, too, that it meant that they were the ascended class in any society. They were those exalted through virtues, perhaps, through their prowess in managing business relationships, or perhaps through their artistic temperament. They may have been great scholars at your time of life. It may well be that human beings still applaud all of those whom you regard in your society as having raised their awareness or transcended difficulties in their pathway in order to show the brightest spark, in order to bring about great virtues that humanity may have to offer one another. Now, of course, this also infiltrates into the whole system of religious spiritual understanding, and how different beings, different facets of a stepped society are brought about in the first place. Initially, it was always that priests, those who were at the head of whatever religion signified the glorious goal to be trod in that particular tribe or in that particular nation. It would be that these ecclesiastical giants were, in fact, those who maintained the educational system. In fact, there were few educational systems in medieval times and before that, aside of those scholars of priestly sainthood. So, therefore, it would be then that it was they who were taught and centered their approach upon language and study, reading and writing, of understanding and bringing into their lives a spiritual reverence of all things that surround them. A kind of, I suppose, acknowledging the power of the universal creative force of God or is. Whatever the creator happens to be in your language or sense of understanding. It was through all of these states of hierarchical placement that human beings set upon pedestals, quite simply so that they would continue to anoint them with their information and perhaps privy them with some education or another. Some little insights into their life, so that they would be marshalled along in their life and not really have to worry too much about it. In fact, this was a status that was even further augmented by the principal publications, the writings and recordings, the inspiration that these priests actually brought about for themselves to make them loftier in the position over those minions that they cast their eagle eyes. It was, of course, that they were shepherds of their flocks, but it was also that they, through these powers, maintained a very strict power structure that elevated only those few who were worthy enough, or perhaps who, through their genetic ancestry, were able to have a better education than others, therefore continued the status quo within the hierarchical system. Even within Egyptian times, you would have had the ascension of the pharaohs in order that these giant leaders were there simply to shepherd their people in their walk of life, to help bring structure, to help facilitate architecture of great worth and beauty. So these are all things really to do with the ascension of humanity, the ascension of the human soul, if you will, of the glorification then of
how different emotional states are attributed to greater beings, for some, than the less worthy vibrations of negativity. This, of course, is all very well and good, because without this sense of separation between negativity and positive goodwill, which brings fortune and, of course, the disciplines necessary for spiritual upliftment, it means that these help society to gauge and separate still further that their behavior or their moral attitude may well descend into the depths of depravity if one does not aspire to the loftiest positions of that one's mind can attain. It is for these factors, I suppose, that human society in your present day and age actually signals and adores those who are above reproach. In a spiritual way, you are finding yourself uplifted even more by the many-faceted approach that beings from different dimensions, in raising their status, find adoration at the lips of those who follow them on your side of life. Even in this present day, you have those who will call themselves gurus, or those who will stage events to elevate their own lifestyle so that other beings will follow the wisdom of words or the inspiration and insights being brought by those who have attained these loftier poses for society to follow. In the spirit world, of course, this situation continues unabated. Just because people are in the spirit world doesn't mean to say that they set aside these aggravating egotistical statuses that they may not have actually earned a drop of in their physical life. It may be that they were handed these status situations on a plate, that they were merely born into it through their genetic ancestry, and that this alone helped them to attain the more grandiose feelings and titles aspired to them, even though they never really fully attained the information themselves. It may well be that during your spiritual exercises, that, of course, naturally, if you wish to perhaps join with those in the spirit world, you would always ask for the highest and best. And there is no argument there. Naturally, you would want to join with a loved one, you would want to join with someone who was going to bring you full inspiration and good guidance, rather than someone who had had a negatively blamed life and perhaps caused other people's passing. No one would really, in their right mind, want to commune with such a being on such a low level. I admit that even within the spirit world, we show signs of what is a higher level being or what is a low level being. We intone for days and days or weeks or months about the beneficiaries that are obtained through creating a higher level of advancement of thought, of the nurturing of love, the many gifts of wisdom that people aspire to bring into their lives in order that they may create greater custom, greater understanding for themselves and for others who may wish to share their knowledge. You will yourself at times be driven by these bewitching status symbols that you aspire to draw to your very simple persona. Perhaps at times you may come into contact with beings who assimilate someone who has, on their own recognizance, ascended. That is to say that they themselves proclaim themselves as being an ascended being.
Yes, they've given themselves that label.
They indeed have given themselves that label. Not through their words or deeds, but through their very intonation, they have gained this status, and that you must not question it.
But unfortunately, sadly, human beings actually look up to, will look up to somebody like that.
Yes, I understand this. And what I'm saying to you, and why my prologue was so long, was quite simply because in identifying a human being's behavior and the transitory nature of how you may regard your place in life against a being's, you measure yourself, your inclination, your worthiness, or your available insights that you have gained through the knowledge pathway of your life. And simply by looking at that, you express or understand, perhaps using your ego, perhaps not, that you have acclaimed this worthy test, that you have actually done things to support it. Therefore, you are elevating yourself to a greater status than someone else who had not. That is understandable, because you are beings who are driven by the powerful forces of ego that exist in material life.
And those views are all a personal view that is not necessarily relevant, really. I mean, how do you judge somebody else's gift, say, for example? Above another's.
Exactly so.
Who says it's worthy?
How can you actually place yourself in that system of judgment? Why should you? How can you judge someone else where you may not have actually attained that wisdom in order to perceive their climb?
Hmm.
So are you then just to take it at face value that the words they say or the intonation they bring about through the construction of what their knowledge format has been is that they are placing themselves in a greater position of worthiness than you? Therefore, you must, in order to ascend to their platform and gain some similar insight, listen intently and with complete devotion to every syllable uttered. Now, I, my dear friends, am not coming from this position of high worthiness. It isn't to say that I have not felt that I have been able to educate myself whilst in the spirit world. Contrary to many people's beliefs that education or the creation of momentum of insight, mind memory, or even the insight of consciousness can only be brought through the physical state of life. On the contrary, what we are saying is that for many beings, both in the physical state and in the spirit world, we actually must understand that it is in the spirit world that we may continue to live life, whatever life that is. We may have attained at our physical passing, we may continue to create further understanding, greater knowledge, greater prudence, greater love, emotion, all of those things that are defined as being human traits are continued within the spirit world. Incidentally, they are not purely human traits, as we have already discovered during many other talks we have had. They are actually to do with our socio-spiritual and spirit accomplishments as our relationships with our life continues to develop in a fruitful way. So it is say then, dear friends, that in this observation of one being who calls themselves an ascended being, you will most probably often find that you have no right of questioning. Something else that we take great offence to, as it appeals with anyone who is searching for knowledge, they must always be given an opportunity to ask any question, and that is not developed sense of understanding to reiterate that you as an ascended being do not have to answer it. To state that you will not at this time be perceived as open for being available to answer any questions on any subject.
Yes, and this goes for people actually in a physical incarnation who claim to be some form of guru or prophet.
Yes, quite
and
so.
Also people who claim to be channeling an archangel or whatever it is, an ascended master.
Yes.
That's another avenue as well that we could go down as well, isn't it?
Well, yes. So perhaps then we should take your first point.
Yes.
Which is to do with the facet of how an individual may look upon themselves as being worthy of or signalling that they have somehow become elevated because of their relationship with a particular guide who says they are an ascended being.
Yes.
To begin with then, through the developmental process that you will have to undergo whilst bringing about contact with those in the ether world, it may well be you will raise your vibration of loving awareness, that you will continue to offer silent prayer, and that during all of these times that you sit to meditate for this great achievement, that you will, in a sense, guardedly try to find connections with those who call themselves greater beings. Why you would wish to do that is quite simply because you are told that you must reach for the greatest ascended energy you can. It may be this is some being who brings a very physical vibration to you, or that brings a message, as it were, through vibrant colours, or that you have a great spiritual awakening through this meeting. It isn't clear that these are subjects always to be mistrusted. However, it appears that through the very definite messages that come through, it may be that they cannot actually tell of a specific place or moment in time in which they have been a physical being. It may be, of course, that all of these are actually very honourable contacts. Yet it aspires to me that those who call themselves in the spirit world as being worthy of this ascension status, it simply means they are carving themselves a little niche they could not manifest in their physical life. And that, in fact, they have drawn this process toward more inflated status throughout the development process. Human beings who wish to communicate with the spirit world and, of course, raise their vibration to blend with those of greatest concern, of most noble intellect and understanding, may need to remind themselves the developmental process takes time. It will take many great understandings as you continue to create these communication skills. Much of what those who bring about these forms of contact actually communicate may be, in fact, coming through their own minds. Not something that brings about the practice of the development of the pure state of communication to begin with. So what I'm saying is, it may well be that the mechanic of the communication is undeveloped, rather than the communication itself. If you have a tool and you want to use the tool to bring about something, you would always try to buy or find a tool that is of the best state, so that it lasts a long time, and also so that it can accomplish the job for you that you want to do with it, that it was designed for, in the best possible way. Those times when you buy something that is substandard materials perhaps, or in design, it will falter, it will break after a while. And just the same as it is, if you are searching for spiritual insights, I suppose it is one of the reasons why many people
try to say the developmental process of spirit interactivity is a long process, and that therefore you would only actually listen to those who have been doing it a long time, or who have been aspiring within their concept of perhaps their spiritual activity. The longer that they serve the spirit world, the greater informed they become.
The more courses they've been on and the more letters after their name by...
Well, yes, of course, that too.
Other and teachers that have given them those.
Yes, and that is by their own design and through their own mind-thought processes.
Mm.
It doesn't mean to say that those processes are actually going to bring about any greater understanding or form any better mechanisms for them than them not attending them at all.
That's right.
The point is that we are trying to make here is the unique state of all forms of contact. And that really, if you follow a passage or a message, a prescription, shall we say, of one particular being's way or developmental process that they have undergone themselves, it will not bear any semblance of reasoning to anyone else necessarily to follow for their development, quite simply because everyone is different, and that your vibration will not match theirs. The way that they develop their concepts or their reality has been because they have read their specific books and titles. They have brought their information to themselves or the information from others, and they have followed that particular pathway. It doesn't mean to say that is going to have the same effect for you. That is the first point to make. Therefore, when you are wishing to create contact with those in the spirit world and you wish to bring about contact, perhaps you have it in mind that you already have aspired contact with someone who is ascended and that you will not take any other form of contact. In that instance, it may well be, dear friends, that the form of contact that you make will call themselves an ascended master, and merely the fact that they have called themselves that means that they are not.
By that
and
statement.
The reason is by that statement, of course. Yes, in fact, you must understand when you are in a state of pure being, you just are in that state. You do not have to signal that you are in that state, because that would mean you were increasing your egotistical status above other beings. Therefore, you have in fact raised your vibration above others through your own judgment. In having that judgment, or anyone calling themselves an ascended master having that judgment of self-proclamation, means they have actually failed to ascend the status they claim to reach. Now, what about those then who do not claim this but are simply delivering themselves and their own fine attributes through the vibration intensity of pure love? What of those who are coming to you with great, not self-adulation, but of their own vibration being, they present themselves in a certain way? Perhaps I have not explained myself clearly enough. If you, in your experience of spiritual awakening, have a visitation or an encounter with a highly elevated spiritual being, would it be then that they would always show themselves in the glossary of their makeup? Would they actually show themselves as this shining being, this elevated spiritual awakening that they have ascended to creates within them an inner light, an inner guidance which permeates through every pore of their state, of the form that you observe? So perhaps they are shining, perhaps they are angels with wings. Am I saying then that angels themselves do not exist? a saint that the archangels and all of those steps of hierarchical form so insightful in various religious pamphlets and indoctrinations. Isn't that what humanity is trying to aspire to be in the diligent behavior, in the morality that is preached and learned throughout society's behavior and education? Isn't that what you are really aspiring within your sensual spirit of freedom, wishing to attain, and also in that way mirror your life toward others? People see these visions, become acquainted with them, because that is partly what they expect. That is perhaps what you feel would signify an ascended master or someone who has this angelic status or form. It does not follow that your perception of what you view as being greater than you or of higher value than you are is necessarily a being already fixated within your concept of your own inner reality. What you bring in your life is something for your own benefit. These beings may just appear in that form, in that guise, not to bring an illusion that is false, but to make a statement, I suppose, about how you form judgment of others. And how you form judgment of yourself, that indeed this may well be an occasion that you must listen most intently and be spiritually awakened perhaps by that visitation. It does not mean to say, however, that will always be the case. Indeed, sometimes even to be in the presence of another animal you have always perhaps in your own mind determined as being a lesser being, to be in the presence of that animal, you are actually looking into the eyes of God, as absolutely you are. Who are you to say that through your judgment you are actually witnessing the progress of life in its lower form, whereas you may be wholly mistaken? Perhaps the bullet you used to shoot the antelope with the greatest antlers were actually you killing yourself for your own demure, an attempt to raise your status for the trophy you receive for it is exactly the same as the momentum you carry through for your educational status or your spiritual awareness that you seek to elevate yourself through your own egotistical mind and physical actions so others will adore you, or your attempts upon the creation of life.
I'd like to say thank you for those who may have just joined us on Spirit's Work. You're listening to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay being channeled by Deep Trance Medium Mick Avery. I'm Sylvie Avery, and today we're talking about Ascensionism. Welcome to you.
Now, I do not mean to get into this labored point and subject. I do not wish to diminish any of those who have so far brought about this hierarchical value status for themselves. It is a matter for their own judgment as to whether they wish to elevate themselves through the attained wisdom they claim to have brought.
But maybe we could explain a little more about the bright lights and the warmth, loving feelings that we can experience, and maybe, you know, people have labelled them being contacted by an angel or an ascended master, that it's not necessarily that love is like that.
Yes, quite so. The point is that human beings in a physical level tend to look upon their own relationships of physical love, what they attain or aspire to attain in their physical life, simply because of the processes that have been brought about, their own development. It may be that you, in fact, wish to bring about these forms of love and purity, tap into them, as that is really what makes you feel worthy or healthy or
invigorate your life. When you are dealing with issues to do with love in the spirit world, it is on a completely different emotional level. And because of the fact that you yourself as a human being, a physical being at that, are used to dealing in a physical manifestation, when you elevate your consciousness to a greater level path, when you bring your higher consciousness to levels that you have not previously experienced, illumination takes a hold in your mind, in your brain. It fires the neurological pathways and causes lights within your mind's eye, within your consciousness. It brings beautiful images of color that has its own invert, iridescent light source within it, that somehow defies all states of physical awareness. Not anything that you would ordinarily witness in your everyday physical earth journey. And yet, this is something that becomes repeated again and again. The greater intention, the greater the path that you aspire to meet. This isn't just the offense that this is a false compromise, that this is a false edict is happening to you, that is being brought upon you by your spiritual awakening. What it is to say is partly what is occurring is not only that you are responding in a physical way to the neurological advantages brought about by your heightened awareness, it also means to say that through this pathway you are gaining, you are becoming in touch with those who love you in the spirit world. Actually, who love you, that their first rendition of love, perhaps when they were also physical beings, was not so attractive to you. Perhaps they are ancestral memories. Perhaps they are to do with those loved ones who have passed before you, who you long to meet again. The point that I'm trying to make is that these contacts produce loving memories, not only just in the instance of your relationship, but also create further love on a different vibrational level, a different field. What this invocates to you is you are experiencing a different kind of love, a great spiritual upliftment. This brings about a more refined awareness of perhaps the possibilities this different form of love can create within your relationship to your spirit guides, or within your relationship to those who have passed before you, who are of your genetic origin. It may well be, when you are looking for guidance, to assimilate these forms of love as being hierarchical to you, because they are different facets of what love is. Love in the spirit world is in fact so far more refined than ordinary physical love. It transitions the way in which you vibrate as a being. It enables you to traverse concepts or dimensional states of reasoning otherwise have eluded you in your life thus far. It means that by having this form of contact with this other form of love, that you then form a different opinion, perhaps, of what love is. In this way, it can be that what you seem to view as being an ascended being, and I'm not saying that this is a blanket approach, it doesn't apply to every single contact that you make. I'm merely making a point of reference you may follow, if you wish. It may then become this ascended being who manifest themselves in this glorious light or whatever it is in front of you, or within your mind consciousness, within your mind illumination. This is something that brings about a great feeling of close oneness, elevation of self. Of course, yes, you have met with a beautiful being. Naturally so, you will be inspired through the great insights brought about by this meeting. I'm not diminishing any form of meeting you may have
with beings in the spirit world, but you must place it into context because of the fact that you are not used to or privy to the normal emotional states of love that exist in the spirit world, because you are not practiced at being there. This may, of course, go against the grain for many who have practiced for 20 or 30 years at their spiritual development and claim, through their hierarchical understanding, all of those well-lit beings, when their understanding have actually been not misguided souls and not diminished spirits either, but have been just who they say they are. It isn't to say that these beings are entreating you with lesser worth or that they are appearing mischievous. As clearly the insights that they perhaps prevail upon, that they bring or that they cite, these very words themselves have great connotations and full meaning for your life. I am not being disparaging in any way or diminishing their status. I am merely asking those on your side of life who are perhaps aspiring to develop their spiritual gifts or who already have anointed themselves with them, purely and simply, rational view and full understanding of the differences between the polarity of what a vibration is in the spirit world and what that same vibration would make manifest in your side of life or to you as a physical being, mean that you may gauge one thing within your own vocabulary, and because it manifests itself through the conscious or through the upper, higher consciousness level of your own spiritual identity, it does not necessarily mean to say it is always going to be the identity it claims to be.
You very often get, obviously, the situation where people say that they have angels working with them.
Yes.
But we all have an angel working with us, if you would like to call it that, don't we? So, I mean, that's something else that might make people feel a little bit more self-worthy about. It's just that we don't call them angels, we call them doorkeepers.
Yes, quite so. After all, as I say, that this is all to do with the connotation or the simulation of language an individual is used to using. So it may well be that their doorkeeper, their guardian angel, or whoever you would wish to call them, manifests themselves as an entity with wings, purely in the angelic form that you would be used to receiving. And it may be that you are even schooled in manifesting angels or portents to those angels that are supposed to help you, even to do simple tasks like park a car or shop whatever material thing it is, mundane enough that they would be accustomed to sharing in your life. Now, it is to say, although it may appear that I pour scorn upon this, it is that beings on our side of life will often illuminate themselves to the way in which you yourself, as a physical being, would accept their manifestation as being someone who is hierarchically more, that they have attained their status to a greater level than you have, so that you therefore will always listen to their words. It doesn't mean to say that these are necessarily who they say they are either.
We even look up to famous people. It might have nothing to do with being a good person, but, you know, everybody likes to think that they know a famous person. It's something that is very indicative to the human race, you know, and even people that come channel famous people maybe get listened to more than somebody who comes through being channeled with lots of wisdom.
Well, yes, of course. Once again, this is something, of course, that is peculiar to the human species or the identity of where you have reached at this present time in your historical understanding or in your evolutionary process. It doesn't actually mean that you have gained any marked improvement upon what your consciousness could have attained had you not had that engagement with that personality, or that you, does it mean to say that you are far more worthy being purely and simply because you have a previously well-known individual who uses you as a continuing voice in the physical world. So we can see then that there will be those who elevate themselves and their own status simply by signifying that they have some previously well-known professional being, someone who acquired great status in the classical world or even within popular culture, and that this has been someone of a great iconic status during their lifetime, or that they have ascended to after their lifetime, as is usually the case. People are usually more notified after they have passed than adored during their own physical life.
That's right.
Not so, of course, with some.
No.
It is to say, of course, that all beings are well loved. Human beings tend to misrepresent the process of what great wisdom is, fail to see the point of what insights may be revealed through the genuine causing of the creation of understanding.
Well, I think, can you talk about, I mean, there are elevated, illuminated minds, consciousness in the spirit world. You call them shining ones.
Yes.
Don't you?
Yes.
And now, what's the difference between a shining one and what we are talking about? And can people channel or get in touch with a shining one? I mean, I guess what I'm getting to is any of this actually possible?
Well, the point is that it is actually to do with a point of reference. What you aspire you can achieve to yourself, or that you make manifest and broadcast it to all others that you can achieve yourself, is not necessarily something that is in reality. If you yourself are stating you are bringing through a shining one, how can it be possible for you to attain any greater elevation? You are at the pinnacle of your success. If you are saying you have brought through an ascended master, is that not then to be your epitaph, your pinnacle of acclamation that you can make? How can it be possible that one being in physical form may feel they have it, or an understanding to develop such a compact? Is that not itself full of the ego form that deflowers minds in such ready state? If you are trying to perceive the persona of a shining one, for example, it may well be that you wish to try to make communication with them. What you have to understand is that the physical human vibration level of their ability to attain love and pure giving is not something that is attainable by human demand. Its very intonation means, in fact, that a shining one has actually attained that state, not through their own ego, not through their own judgment, or someone else anointing them with that facet of their life. It is purely through their state of being. It is an elevated sensation and vibration that has come about through their creation, their own creation and work upon themselves, of their willingness to be in service to others.
So it wouldn't be actually physically possible for a human being to actually accommodate the vibration of a shining one.
That is quite true. Absolutely so. And this is why I was stating about the very facet of the differences of the vibration and emotion in a physical sense of what love is in the physical world and what you experience in that emotion, even if it may be the love that you have for a religious icon, Jesus or Buddha or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Or perhaps it was something to do with Krishna or whoever it was, you
mm-hmm.
see?
Mm-hmm.
And that these are beautifying positions of love. The attention of great detail of submission to these forces, these upper house connections with your greatest spirituality of insight, the great awareness of love that this produces to yourself and perhaps then into the relationships that you have with others.
Mm.
Does that mean to say that you, through these vibrations, will attain this wonderful status yourself? Does it mean to say that because you elevate yourself in this form of giving, that you yourself will become a shining one? Does it mean to say that you will attain or draw to you shining ones in the spirit world who then anoint you with their own vibration? For beings, my dear friend, who are in the spirit world, who are able to create worlds or dimensional states, or who are able to create a soul group from a species division as it mutates in physical form, that soul group then grows and aspires and draws to it many spirit who are fractions of the glory of is, or whatever God you call it. Does that mean that you have aspired to communicate in your lofty position you have proclaimed yourself? This aspiration means you may submit yourself to this form of contact. It may well be a shining one thinks of you and in one swipe allows you to feel just a billionth of their giving. It isn't that they allow you to feel it through their dolling out of their love gifts toward you. It means to say the parity between what you aspire love to be and the very nature of what spirit love is, actually, it's very difficult for you as a being in physical form to grasp the full meaning of what love is in the spirit world, simply because you are a physical being. And that does not mean to say that I am painting a pathway or a line across of which you may never enter. But try as you might, or aspire as you might, to dress your will in the finest clothes, you are still a material being. You continue to raise your vibration in good faith, and I do not belittle any effort to reach the full attention that you deserve, because you are so loved by all in the spirit world who wish, who will you to survive with greater aspect to your journey than you indeed realize yourself. It is through your alignment with the cause and effect of giving that enables you to become in the state of being. Not in your aspirations to sit on the backs of others who have already attained it, therefore to give you a free ride in your aspiration that you seek. It is a path that you must take for own instruction, for your own
significant understanding in recognizing that where you are at point A is not where spirit are at point B. Their point is ulterior to yours because they may survey far more than you are capable of in your present knowing.
Okay, well, I think...
I do hope that that has brought some form of understanding.
Oh, yes, I'm sure it has.
The point that we are trying to make is not, as I say, to belittle any one single being's efforts. However, we must understate that there may be claims, wild and frivolous, on the part of human minds, to ascend the greater steps and the most wondrous of all halls of learning. While still in physical form, these are attentions you may seek. However, that may prove to be elusive to you simply because you are acting not in good faith, but in the presumption that in attaining this will, you may be giving more power to self and bestowing it upon others for their own revelation. Sometimes to look at the smallest being in your side of life, even if that be a bug on the window, may be to look at the perfect hand of God in whatever form that displays for your insight.
Thank you, Gregory. It's been wonderful.
Thank you so much, and with love and blessings as always. We do not strive over any one being. Please do understand this. Search for those who bring simple loving meanings to your life. Thereby you may unfold greater relationships and understanding for your fullest of worth, for all thought to come are born in loving what God is, not what God is not.
Thank you. Well, we hope you've enjoyed the show, and thanks for listening. I'd just like to mention that our books are available on our website, and that is www.spirit-teaching.com. And they are also available at bookshops and on Amazon.com. So until next time, be peaceful, be positive and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a bloginservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.